State Representative Mark Gottlieb says the way people go camping is changing, and interest in campsites at state parks with electrical service continues to climb.
The demand for electrified sites is considerably greater now than non-electrified ones. They are occupied about 90% in the midweek versus non-electrified sites, which are occupied about 30% in the midweek.
Gottlieb is sponsoring a bill that would allow the DNR to add electrical outlets at 468 additional campsites.
It specifies that no more than 50% of the campsites in any particular state park can be electrified, and it also maintains, it does not affect the current law, which says that you have to have 25% sites meet the definition of rustic.
The Port Washington Republican says state parks are designed to offer a natural camping environment, but the current limits on electrical sites leads to problems.
When you don't have enough electrified campsites available, what happens is you have people coming to the state park and taking a non-electrified campsite, crank up their generator, and then run that.
The DNR says the majority of modern campers are looking for some sort of electric service at sites. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.